Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 78, tonight cloudy with a low of 59. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce has announced Claire Kakak as the recipient of its annual $500 scholarship. The daughter of Kevin and Sharmila Kakak, she attends Fairfield Community High School, from which she will graduate with honors on May 16th. Kakak also takes classes at Frontier Community College and is undecided as to where she will continue her education. She is a member of the National Society of High School Scholars, the Fairfield Scholastic Society, Student Council, Math Club, Math Team, and Scholastic Bowl. She also teaches Sunday school and is a sales associate at Kincaid's. In her application, Kakak highlighted the importance of the chamber, saying it's pivotal in bringing the community together through events and giving merchants and people opportunities to interact and support one another. More news next.
Carnaby celebrating moms and 41 years of passion for fashion. This is Christy, and wow, it's been an amazing journey, and we thank you for your support and friendship. Specials include all dresses 20% off, take an extra 20% off yellow tags, and clip and save our coupon. Purchase one piece of clothing at regular price and receive the second piece at 25% off. Ask about Brighton's free Seabreeze three-piece travel set with a $100 purchase. Register for door prizes too. Carnaby Square, downtown Fairfield.
Pain is the symptom, not the disease. The Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital can help you with pain management procedures offered, including nerve blocks, epidural injections, and more. They also offer treatment for acute and chronic pain. Don't let pain hold you back. Schedule an appointment with the Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital, 842-2082. Visit fairfieldmemorial.org/pain for more information.
In other news, Fairfield FFA recently competed in Section 23 Ag Business and Ag Mechanics competitions at Wabash Valley College. The Ag Business team of Trenton Jones, Hunter Biggs, Connor Dagg, and Camden Robbins took second overall, and Jones placed second individually. In Ag Mechanics, Braxton Major placed second in Ag Power, Jones third in Surveying, and Caleb Vaughn fourth in Electricity. Fairfield FFA members Dagg, Major, Robbins, Jones, Biggs, Chris Henry, Kenzie Vaughn, Madison Oliver, Sophia Wolf, and Parker Richardson also attended Farm Bureau Ag Acquaintance Day at Wabash Valley College recently. Several people pleaded guilty to driving under the influence in Wayne County Circuit Court last week. 27-year-old Fairfield resident Benjamin S. Wilson was sentenced to 18 months probation for the Class A misdemeanor, and two other cases against him were dismissed per his plea. Wilson was also ordered to pay $3,247 in fines and court costs. 22-year-old Carmi resident Zachary T. Vaught, 53-year-old Fairfield resident Keith B. Klein, and 23-year-old Owensville, Indiana resident Mallory J. Harrison were each sentenced to 1 year supervision, and they were each ordered to pay $2,097 in fines and court costs. Klein and Harrison each had a separate case dismissed per their pleas. Two Fairfield residents were booked in the Wayne County Jail over the weekend. 46-year-old William E.S. Abbott was booked Saturday afternoon on a Wayne County warrant for violation of an order of protection. He was held, pending the posting of $770 bond. 41-year-old Christopher W. Melton was booked on a Clay County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of violating a civil no-contact order. He was released after posting $395 bond. Marion County authorities have released new information after a Freedom of Information Act request regarding a fatal shooting near Salem. Deputies say the girlfriend of 31-year-old Salem resident Wesley Bivens called 911 the evening of April 15th to report Bivens was trying to hit her, causing her to shoot him. She told dispatch she had left the gun in the house and would wait outside, but Bivens hadn't yet left the home. When deputies arrived, they found a black handgun on a counter and Bivens in the hallway deceased. After deputies secured a search warrant and searched the home, an Illinois State Police crime scene investigator arrived and found two other weapons in the house. Police also secured approximately 50 rounds of ammunition in the glove box of a truck in the home's driveway that was registered to Bivens' girlfriend. Her identity had not been released, but she was taken to the Marion County Sheriff's Department, interviewed, and released from custody, with no charges filed. The Fairfield Public School District 112 Board of Education will hold a special meeting tonight at 6 in the Center Street Boardroom. It's set to seat Jason McCulley, the only person to run for a board seat in the election earlier this month. It will then elect a new board president, vice president, and secretary. A school treasurer will also be appointed, and the new board will then set dates and locations for regular board meetings. Following closed session, the board will adjourn for the night. Fairfield Memorial Hospital received a $100 grant recently from Hershey's Heartwarming Project after a submission by 6-year-old Fairfield resident Perry Kimberlin. Youth Service of America was searching for heartwarming young heroes with creative ideas to foster meaningful connections, promote inclusion, and teach empathy. Kimberlin submitted the grant application to help fund new equipment for the new building expansion at FMH. The grant requires a youth-led service project or community building activity for Global Youth Day, and at least 10, 25, or 50 youth participants, depending on grant size. As part of Kimberlin's Be the Change project, he set up buckets for loose change at several locations around Wayne County, including Northside Elementary School, Kincaid's, Wayne City Schools, AutoZone, the CDC, La Fuente, The Clothesline, Fairfield National Bank, Fairfield Banking Company, Conard Financial, People's National Bank, and FMH. Schools and businesses may contact Dwayne Kistner at 383-4463 to request a fundraising bucket, and donations can also be sent to Kistner at P.O. Box 84 in Fairfield. FMH CEO Catherine Bunting Williams says she's incredibly proud and grateful to know someone so young would take the initiative toward a project in the community, and it's with the help of people like Kimberlin that FMH will continue its growth toward the needs of its patients. State Senator Darren Bailey says he continues to fight to dispose of the EdTPA teacher licensure system in Illinois. Last week, Fairfield Superintendent Dr. Scott England testified before a committee against EdTPA for a bill by Bailey to eliminate it, but no vote was called. Bailey says the reason was another bill by Democrat Senator Laura Murphy was discussed later, one that would remove a video component from EdTPA. He says they then worked together to pass a bill that would be a step in the right direction for the system.
But at least it did open up a door to the Senator Murphy reached out and asked that I, be a sponsor on her bill and work with her to get, and we were able to accomplish that. So we always talk about how there was a blessing that I was able to work with someone who thinks radically different than we do, most of us do in Wayne County, but was able to work together and that we forged a friendship that hopefully will be beneficial for the future.
Appearing on the Community Connection, Bailey also spoke on the massive number of bills being passed by the Senate and House in consent agendas.
It's awesome because a bill that I wrote up 2 years ago, the In God We Trust bill, Adam took that. I couldn't even get a committee hearing on it because the representative just was didn't think like we in Wayne County do. But this bill was picked up and swept through with 100% vote. So it was amazing. And likewise, on Friday, I had a bill, Senate Bill 2150, that dealt with the firefighters and their age requirements, and it was picked up in the same manner with about a 250 bills. I think they're trying to make up for lost ground because if everyone remembers, in the January of 2020, I think there were only three or four bills that were actually passed from 2020. So that was pretty welcome relief because there wasn't a bunch of mandates and drama and tax increases. So as near as I can tell, they're trying to make up for lost time.
While many non-controversial bills are being passed by the General Assembly, he says it removes a measure of transparency in what is being passed, so the bulk consent agendas shouldn't continue in the future. The city of Fairfield will flush its water lines next week, beginning Monday and ending Friday. Water department employees say this is done each spring and fall to test the hydrants and help keep the water supply clean and pure. The city is also required by the Illinois EPA to inform residents of possible lead content in the potable water supply due to the flushing. The water department says, while the lines are being flushed, residents may notice their water is discolored, and they may also experience a dip in water pressure. The department says discolored water during this process does not mean it is unsafe to drink, only that there is a temporary increase in iron concentration. However, the department does urge residents to check for water discoloration before doing laundry or similar activities. The EPA also recommends flushing lines at kitchen taps for 1 to 5 minutes. Anyone who would like to know more about the process should call 842-7015 or 842-5016 during regular business hours of 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. weekdays. On Monday, May 3rd, every hydrant in the first ward east of 1st Street will be flushed. Tuesday will be the second ward, every hydrant north of Elm between 1st and 7th. Wednesday will be the third ward, every hydrant south of Elm between 1st and 7th. Thursday will be the fourth ward, every hydrant west of 7th stopping at Kincaid's. Friday will be for outlying areas, such as Walmart, Petroleum Boulevard, Brack Oaks, Highway 45 South, and Highway 15 East to the city's old filter plant. That schedule can also be found on our headlines page. The Wayne County Health Department announced one new case of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing its total to 1,737. 15 people were in isolation. White County added one case and sat at 1,770, and no new cases were announced in Edwards County. The State Department of Public Health announced 2,035 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 24 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 1,321,033 cases and 21,826 deaths. The preliminary statewide case positivity rate for April 18th through the 24th was 3.5%. The southern region had a rate of 1.7% on the 22nd, up from 1.6% on the 21st. Its 7-day rolling average for ICU bed availability was at 21%. Wayne County had a positivity rate of 2.1% from the 16th through the 22nd, per dph.illinois.gov, with 329 total tests performed. Edwards County had a rate of 11.1% with 72 tests. As of yesterday afternoon, Wayne County had administered 7,733 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine, again per dph.illinois.gov. 23.39% of its population was fully vaccinated. Edwards County had administered 2,697 doses, and 21.67% of its population was fully vaccinated. The 7-day average for shot administrations were 25 and 7, respectively. Statewide, 8,810,463 doses had been administered, and 29.59% of the population was fully vaccinated. The Grayville Chamber of Commerce will hold its annual citywide yard sale this Saturday. Sales will begin at 7 a.m., and the Chamber will grill pork burgers, hamburgers, and hot dogs at the four-way stop in Grayville at 9:30. State officials are urging the public to consider flood insurance this spring. Kim Howard has more.
It's estimated that less than 1% of Illinois residents have flood insurance. But State Department of Natural Resources spokesperson Rachel Torbert says it's definitely something to think about.
Now, while we haven't had a lot of heavy rains this spring, that doesn't mean that it can't happen. And it's just a reminder that flood insurance can really protect you if you have kind of a fluke flooding event or even a once-in-a-lifetime flooding event. In 2019, 33 counties in Illinois and about 2.1 million residents were impacted by really massive flooding. And so this is just a reminder that now is a great time to sign up for flood insurance because most flood insurance policies take up to 30 days to go into full effect. So you want to do it before there's a problem.
Torbert says the website FEMA.gov has a flood map to help determine if you live in a high-risk area. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
This is Alcohol Awareness Month, and agencies around the state are offering education and awareness programs. Andy Jackson with the Sinisippi Centers says everyone needs to be aware of the problem, starting with parents talking to their children.
You know, as parents, we probably all had that experience at least once in our lives where we're trying to tell our child something, we feel like they're not listening to us at all, we're beating our head against the wall and thinking that, you know, it's useless, they're not listening, but they actually are. Kids are listening. And they've done good quality, solid studies on this. About 50% of kids are less likely to use drugs and alcohol to have conversation with their parents about the risks than those who do not. So even though it doesn't seem like they're listening, and even though they will make different choices than you'd like them to make, they are listening, and it does have an impact. So, you know, go ahead and talk to them about it. And of course, you know, our actions speak louder than our words. You know, modeling that good behavior, modeling, you know, responsible use of alcohol is also very important. Not just talking to them, they're watching us too. Probably watching us closer than they are listening to us, but they are also listening to us.
He says alcohol use disorders can come in many different forms, from addiction to binge drinking. That's the news. Area deaths next.
North American Lighting has immediate employment opportunities on second and third shift. NAL operators earn $17 an hour plus shift differential, paid vacation, 401k, and the security of highly rated health plans. You can become part of North American Lighting's team by applying online at NAL.com today.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice-daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 74. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 34,038, down 5 points. The NASDAQ is at 14,104, up 87. June crude oil is at $62.19. That is up 5 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 76-year-old Clay City resident Agnes I. Hosselton died on Saturday. Agnes Hosselton is survived by her husband Ronald, son David, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Agnes Hosselton will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Visitation will be from 9 to service time, and burial will be in Ziff Cemetery. 79-year-old Flora resident Tommy Ray Ferguson died on Sunday. Tom Ferguson is survived by his wife Anna, children Tommy, Anthony, and Christina, 8 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, and sister Sarah. Services for Tom Ferguson will be held at 3 p.m. on Thursday at Frankenbright Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 2 to service time, and interment with military honors will be at Elmwood Cemetery. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Wabash General Hospital's Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic has moved to 209 Northwest 11th Street in Fairfield, but our team of experienced providers is still right here in the community. Our comprehensive orthopedic services have you covered from the time of injury or diagnosis and throughout the treatment and rehabilitation process. Plus, with radiology services done on site, you can receive complete, trusted care right here in your community. Care you can trust in the place you call home. Schedule an appointment today, 618-842-4180.
Come in and celebrate Lowe's Spring Fest before it's over with 4 bags of Select Scotts mulch for $10. Or to grow your garden, we've got 4 11.8-ounce Bonnie vegetables and herbs for $10. Give your garden and lawn the full spring treatment. Spring Fest, a festival of fun and savings for your garden and total home. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Offers valid through 4/28 while supplies last, in-store only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
Good afternoon. I'm Jeremy Smith with your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today, calling for sunny skies with a high near 78. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 59. Tuesday, calling for mostly sunny skies with a high of 82. And overnight Tuesday night, a 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low near 65. An 80% chance of showers and possibly thunderstorms for Wednesday, high near 76 with a low of 63. And continuing chances of storms on Thursday, high near 70 with a low of 49.